from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nation. All right, let's listen to Ron Jaworski. After the game, I was really going to be interested to find out, what does he make of what Hurts did? There was good, there was bad. Here's Jaws post-game, NBC Sports Philadelphia, one of his first comments. Oh, by the way, this involves a little bit of Ruben Frank. This involves a little bit of Michael Barkan, and a lot of Jaws on Jalen.
Year five, he can't be making those mistakes.
Right, right. He almost made a mistake at the end of the game when he threw that ball in the flat that should have been picked off to go the other way.
Yes.
We would have been behind late in that game. I don't know if you saw the corner.
Fumbled on the goal line.
Right. A couple decisions he made were not the right decision. So, I was concerned about those reads. And I thought he played a little fast again. He was leaving the pocket. The offensive line, I thought, was sensational.
Yes, they were.
He had a lot of time. But also, I'd see this. And when this happens, it's not a good sign for quarterback. It means you're dropping your head and you're looking. Your eyes got to be up and scanning the field, down the field. When you start doing this, you can't see anything else. And that means he's looking for the run. And I saw too much of that. So I think it's something you have to begin to coach him a little bit harder on.
Look,
he played a little fast again. Yep. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
He was at, you could see the pocket. You could see the pocket form around him. And then, unfortunately, you could see him break to the right. A lot,
I know.
He needs to do a better job with that. But on the positive side, there seemed to be a pocket there. And if you just give it 1/2 second longer and step up into that pocket and deliver the ball while keeping your eyes on your targets downfield, it's just a feel thing. One little instant longer. And everything will fall into place.
It may not be easy for him to do. He may struggle with this part of pro football. And I will tell you, I was more discouraged than encouraged. Now, obviously, there were things to be encouraged about. He threw some nice passes. They handled the blitz better, which means he was part of handling the blitz better. But I can definitely tell you from week one, I was more discouraged than encouraged. And I feel pretty confident to say he did not play week one the way a top 10 quarterback would typically play.
But
just didn't.
But you can fix the problem by addressing,
well,
Jalen, you need to stay in the pocket 1/2 second longer, and it really will address the issue.
But here's where you and I frequently disagree on all sorts of issues. You can try to fix the problem.
It's an easy fix.
Oh, I don't think so.
It is, Jalen, here's what you need to do. Like, it really is straightforward. Jalen, we've identified you need to give it another split second, another 1/2 second, another second. Give your guys a chance to form that pocket around you, and you'll be in great shape.
Yeah, but that's just one of two issues. That's one issue. I agree with you. That's
dive in.
That's issue one. But issue two is, while scanning the field, you know, throwing the ball to the right person at the right time and not throwing the ball to the other team.
Sure, it all...
That's a whole nother issue.
Yes, it all works together. You've got to figure out how to do it all at once.
And
that's why it's hard.
It's very hard. I'm not saying it's easy.
And that's why you see all the NFL, the quarterbacks struggle early in the season.
Well,
across the board, Joe Burrow had 164 yards. He didn't have touchdowns.
No, I know. But, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase wasn't practiced. I mean, that whole thing is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Look across the field. Jordan Love is a really, really solid young quarterback, and he was not great.
Jalen is in a new offense, calling the blitz for the first time. Like, there is a lot on his plate from that perspective.
All right, James, what week, if he plays like that, are you going to say, okay, now I'm concerned? Week
so
six?
I'm already concerned a little bit after. Okay. I'm not shirking it. I'm not saying it's no big deal or anything like that. I'm already concerned. But yeah, like if it's week five, week six, and he's still doing that stuff, then I'm like, there's a real problem.
And John, on the athleticism element, not the passing game stuff, with his running, if in the next game on a clean field, if he does not look fast, will you be concerned on that issue?
Sure.
That was said grudgingly.
Yeah, very,
very begrudgingly, yes.
Because, you know.
But what does that mean? Like, I'll be concerned. I do think in this offense, we'll be leaning less heavily into his legs and his speed and trying to get to the edge. So that's okay.
Well, it's not
the end of the world he can't win a 100-meter contest against the other quarterbacks potentially.
It's not the end of the world if he can develop into a terrific passing game player.
And I am
encouraged. If he can't, it's a very big deal.
I'm so encouraged that what we're talking about here is he's just not accustomed to, passing from the pocket. This is a step that he will take. I've seen tons of people take and have lots of success.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Did they pay him $250 million too early?
No, they paid him when they had to pay him. I mean, that's just,
Could have waited another year.
Can't do that. I mean, then you wind up. It's very risky.
Yeah.
Here's where I will say it. I don't want him putting the ball into Saquon's belly and pulling it back and running. Those plays went nowhere anymore, okay? That was driving me crazy. You've got Saquon, use him. I was impressed with his passing. The one play that he had in the pocket where he got popped, but he threw it to AJ, I mean,
that was a great play.
The pass to Saquon, as beautiful of a catch and getting his feet down, it was a perfectly placed pass.
Yep.
The pass to AJ for the touchdown. I was impressed with his passing. I was impressed with the way he handled the blitz 1,000 times better than he handled last year.
Yeah,
I was encouraged.
So, okay, that's interesting. I mean, maybe it's a poll we should do tomorrow. Were you more encouraged or discouraged? There's parts on both sides. I'll say this. I have not, from him passing the ball standpoint, I've never been concerned with the way he throws the ball and how it gets there. But I am concerned with who he chooses to throw, when he chooses to throw the ball to at times. And the processing that I think is just not as fast as others. And it creates problems.
He threw it away a bunch of times.
He did.
I'm like, okay, good. Nobody's open. But, the two interceptions.
I know.
Dude.
Which could have easily been four.
And Jordan Love could have thrown.
No, that's right. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making a switch to an electric vehicle, well, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Poll question. We got two good and two bad here for you. You choose what hits you the most. What stood out to you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win in Brazil? Is it A, Saquon, awesome? He's awesome. B, Zach Bond is legit. C, concern with Jalen Hurts. D, concern with the pass rush. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can wait on the phone lines as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.